Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Crafty account?
Rosemary.Sullivan.44@gmail.com.
All right, give me 1 second while I pull up your account.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time pulling up your account. Can you repeat it back to me one more time? Make sure I've got it correctly.
One word. Sullivan.44@gmail.com.
Okay, there it goes. I had 34, not 44. I do apologize for that.
Okay, no problem.
I was able to pull up your account. Can I get you to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please, ma'am?
Rosemary Sullivan, 6606 St. James Court, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60516.
Thank you, ma'am, and how can I help you today?
Well, apparently, I was a member of Blueprint, and it automatically renewed my membership under Craftsy in November for $79.99. And now I see that the membership is only, I think it's $2 or something like that for the premium membership.
Okay.
And obviously, number one, I didn't think I was authorizing an automatic payment to Craftsy. And in the second place, I certainly don't want it for $79.99. I want it for the $1.99.
Okay.
Or 98, whatever it is. So I talked to a representative just a few minutes earlier, like maybe half hour earlier, and she told me that she would issue a refund, but I needed to click on a link that she would send to my Gmail account and open up or register for the account using that discounted price. And when I went to do that, it says I can't do it. There's already an account under that name, under that email address.
Okay. All right, let me see here.
Maybe what we have to do is to just cancel that old account, and then I'll be able to set up a new account with the reduced price.
Well, let me look at a few things first, because I do see,
sure.
I'm just checking to see, what is going on here with your account, because I'm not seeing where it automatically renewed you at all.
Well, I've got my set credit card statement right in front of me.
Yeah, that's what I'm checking on.
It was renewed on November 13th.
See, I showed that it expired and it did not renew on the 13th.
But it did on my credit card.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to check into, ma'am. I'm just trying to see what's going on, because it's showing that that subscription expired on the 13th and it was not set to renew, so it shouldn't have charged you.
Okay, so
let's see
what
I'm looking into it real quick to see if I can, how it's showing up on your account. Because it's not showing me anywhere that it renewed you, so that's where it's kind of confusing. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, because this one does show that you had one that expired on that date, but nothing renewed. So let me see what's going on here. I'm trying to see if I can find any information at all about that, because it does show that date on here, but it shows that it was one that you paid for in 2019 that expired on that date. So let me just keep researching here, because I'm not. And it's not, because it's not showing you have a membership.
On the charge, but it still won't let me sign up for the other account.
Well, I can sign you up for that if you wanted to dispute the charge, because it looks like that what it could be is that could be we did transfer everybody from Blueprint over, and it could be that it renewed. It's part of our system, but it's sometimes it doesn't always translate the same, like it doesn't always show up correctly, and that's why I was trying to check your account for any other information. So
what's the easiest thing to do? Should I just dispute it, or
well, you can send, if you could send in the proof of that charge to us, I can get you signed up for the discounted membership today, and then if you could send us the proof of that charge, we can research it further and figure it out, and then refund you that one.
What did I get except to send you my credit card statement?
Let me see.
Which I don't feel comfortable doing.
I understand. So without being able to, I mean, if you could, without sending in the whole statement, if you could take a picture of where it says Craftsy and that charge with your full name and email address and all of that to customer service, so you're not sending in the whole thing, just where it says that charge, then we can research that charge so that we can see that it went through.
Well,
and it,
for me, the easiest thing is to just dispute the charge.
Okay. Well, I mean,
yeah,
because I'm not seeing it. I'm looking under, it's got no order history under your email, no. And usually, even if you tried, I can check if you have another email, maybe it went there, but that's the only,
that's the only email I would have it under.
Okay, because I'm not showing, I see where you started off as a Craftsy member back in 2018, so I do see, I do see that. And so that's where it's kind of confusing, because normally, even if you would have tried to sign up, it would show, if you had an active membership and tried to sign up, it would show where it said no because you had an active membership, and that's not showing on here either. So I'm not showing any membership at all.
Now see, when I tried to sign up, it says I'm on the sign up page, and it says an account is already registered with your email address.
Yeah, so that's your Craftsy account, but it's not showing it as a purchase. So it's not showing that you have a previous purchase on your account. You have an account because you have previously purchased classes that I can see on here, 53 of them. So I know you've got an account, so you just have to log in to do that discount offer.
But it won't. How can I log in to do the discount offer?
I can reset your password for you, and you'll click there should be an option on the thing to sign up as a returning member.
If you don't mind, just hold on, and I will try doing a sign in.
Okay.
Okay, now it says I'm signed in, and it says save your card to the Google account, and I will think I'll say no thanks, not after that last experience.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm on the Craftsy site. How do I get the special offer?
Okay. Let me, are you looking at the Cyber Monday deal? Which offer are you looking at?
On my Gmail account? I mean, in my Gmail?
Yeah,
I was looking at one that the woman sent me, and it doesn't have any verbiage with it. It's just a link to click on. Or if I go back and I take a look at my other accounts that came in, there's one for a $2 special.
So if you go to, you don't have to go anywhere else. I'll walk you through it. So if you click on membership on your tab.
In Craftsy?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second.
If you're signed in, it'll either have the drop-down box that says memberships, or you can go to...
I can go to Rosemary and it says my account. Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah, you can click on my account.
Okay. All right. Now it has all my information here. Yeah.
Okay. So, and it has an option for you to click memberships?
Yep.
Okay. And it tells you you don't have an active membership on this account?
It says, if you have any questions about your membership. Oh, right. It says I don't have any here. Yeah.
Okay. So you'll click on the button that says here. Find a membership term that works for you. Click here.
I did.
And then become a member today.
Wait. Become a member today. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that should take you to a page where it gives you the options.
Right.
Now.
And it has all my information filled in.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
It has an option for a coupon code at the top of that page.
Yes.
Okay.
Click here. And my code would be what?
The letter C.
Capital or lowercase?
Lowercase.
Okay. C as in cat.
Mm-hmm. The number 2, 5, mm-hmm. 1, 6, 2.
Okay. And I'll apply the coupon. And then it comes down to $2. Okay, and now do I put in my credit card number?
Yes.
At the bottom there? Okay, and then I should have that membership, and I can just dispute that earlier charge.
Yeah, or you can, like I said, send it to us and we can look into it because I'm not seeing it, but it's up to you.
Yeah. Well, if I have to take a photograph. In the time of COVID, it's not necessarily as easy to get things duplicated as it is in a non-COVID time.
Yeah.
I'm just about done with my info. And then I'll say complete the order.
Okay.
Your session has expired.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Just refresh it. Just refresh the page.
How do I refresh the page?
At the top where it has like www.craftsy.com, there should be an option.
Yeah. Okay. I see it. And save card to Google account, and I'm going to say no, thank you. All right. And now I'm back on, I don't know. Checkout is not available whilst your cart is empty. Your cart is currently empty.
If you're comfortable with doing it, I can do it over the phone for you. If you're comfortable with that.
Sure.
Okay. Give me just a second while I get this taken care of and added to your account. Okay. And all of your information is up to date as far as your mailing address?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And would you like to stay part of our Craftsy newsletter?
Sure.
Okay. And then, so this does drop your price today down to just $2. You do get enrolled in the automatic renewal, but you will get an email 45 days before your membership is set to expire next year, letting you know. You can turn that off at any time, but you will get that email letting you know it does renew. Okay?
Sure. Thank you.
And I'll take your card information whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's a Visa 4003-4478-7266-7078.
Okay. And the expiration date?
0822.
And the code on the back?
218.
All right, and you give me permission to charge your card the $2 today?
I do.
Okay. All right, you're all set. So your account's active, and you should be able to log in now. If you log in or refresh on your side under membership, it should give you that you have an annual membership.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll have the credit card company, but thank you for walking me through that.
Yeah, not a problem. I do apologize. Like I said, normally it would show even if you tried and it declined it, we would be able to see that on our end, and I'm not showing anything at all. So I'm not sure what's happening there. I don't see anything from today. I don't see anything from, except for November 13th, 2019 and November 13th, 2018. So I'm not seeing any other charges since then till today right now. So I'm not sure what happened there.
Me either, but I'll give the credit card company a call. Thank you again.
Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Crapsy Video Membership.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.